Now, traditionally, according to the Buddhist custom, the monk, the bhikshu, is entitled to expect from the lay supporters of four things. These are called the four requisites. First of all, of course, there is food. You can't get along without that. Secondly, clothing, especially in the form of the saffron robe. Thirdly, shelter, either in the form of a temporary hut or a monastery or some such arrangement. And fourthly and lastly, medicine. When the monk is ordained, he is told that these are the four basic things, these are the four essentials, and these you have a right to expect and to accept from the lay people, but not anything more than this. These are called the four essentials or the four requisites. In other words, the idea is, or the principle is, that the monk, or one devoted to the religious life, should accept from others, from the lay supporters or the lay devotees, only what is necessary to keep him going so that he can practice his meditations, so that he can teach, and so that he can progress in the direction of enlightenment. So this is the tradition and this is the custom, that the monk accepts from the laity only these four essential things, and accepts them, collects them if you like, just like the bee collects pollen to be made into honey from the flowers. Just these four things: food, clothing, shelter and medicine. In modern times, of course, I must tell you, a few things have been added. And this is inevitable. 2,500 years of Buddhist history, you start off with four things, but it's inevitable, as I say, that a few things should have been added. And the most important thing which has been added in modern times is books. And this is taken for granted, the monk also regards as a sort of fundamental requisite. But in many parts of the Buddhist world, the monk still does lead a very, very simple life. In many parts of the Buddhist world, you find monks taking one or at the most two meals a day, living in very simple cottages or even huts, find them just making do with a minimum of clothing, which of course is very easy in a tropical country, and very simple medicines. Traditionally, this is just a point of interest, the monk is supposed to make use of medicine made out of gall, nuts and cow's urine, which is, you may think, a little bizarre, but there is some scientific sense in it, because you can make a sort of ammonia out of cow's urine, and this is very good for a number of different medical purposes. I do remember once when I was staying in Benares, about 20 years ago, I happened to fall sick. One of my correspondents, a monk, a very orthodox Buddhist monk in Ceylon, he wrote to me a very vigorous letter in which he said, if you take cow's urine, you'll never be sick again in your life. But I didn't take cow's urine. I recovered and I have been able to keep fairly healthy ever since. So this is the traditional position, the traditional custom, that the monk accepts from the lay supporters only the basic requisites of life. Only those things which suffice to keep him going so that he can get on with his work, preach and teach, meditate, write if he wants to, and so on.